The return of the major football codes is only 4 to 6 weeks away, apparently, with the NRL on track for a May 28 restart of its premiership season and an announcement expected towards the end of this week from the AFL on a reboot of its national comp, possibly by mid-June. As part of the NRL push to be the first code up and playing again, the Auckland-based club, the New Zealand Warriors, arrived in Tamworth in the New England region of New South Wales yesterday for a 14-day period of training and, of course, quarantine.
We know the New Zealand Warriors landed in Tamworth on Sunday. Some 48 players and staff, five of those were Australian citizens, and they are now isolating, just like every other Australian who was returned to New South Wales, in fact, under stricter conditions.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller speaking a short time ago. Well, Cole Murray is the Mayor of the Tamworth Regional Council. Cole Murray, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Fran.
Do you welcome the New Zealand Warriors coming to train and quarantine in Tamworth?
Yes, I do. And, Fran, I think our city is very accommodating of this opportunity to, you know, play our part in kickstarting the NRL season, notwithstanding the fact that not absolutely everyone's in supportive of this venture.
Not everyone in Tamworth is supportive of it? What are the locals telling you?
Well, there are some messages there that people think it's not a great idea to be, bringing in international visitors to our city. But that's certainly a very, very small minority, and it's an overwhelming support. I'm hearing from the community.
You're hearing community support. And why are they supportive of it? Do they think is there going to be an economic boon to the Tamworth community?
Look, there'll be a very, very modest one. It certainly gets quite a few of the staff at the West's League Club back into employment. Provides a bit of revenues for some of those suppliers around the city. But I think more importantly, it's just simply a good news story, Fran, that gets people a bit excited and moves us one step closer to seeing the footy back on the airwaves again.
Well, I guess, for those who are just aching for the footy to be back, it's a good news story because this is all about prep for it. But what about how it rubs up against the other warnings, which was we shouldn't be moving in groups? I mean, in New South Wales, it's still groups of two out in public. I'm sure these footy players will be hanging out and training in more than groups of two. Are you worried about the potential for this to spark some kind of outbreak in your area?
Look, I guess having had the opportunity to see the precautions that were taken at the airport last night and, the way the health authorities were there testing and checking everybody, the protocols that I understand have been put in place between the NRL and the West Leagues Club, the way the police...
What are those protocols, Cole? Can you tell us any of them?
Look, I'm not privy to all of them, but I've been assured by the management of both those organisations that they are extensive and very strong, and in order to keep the players and the broader community safe.
The players will be training and staying, quarantining at the West Tamworth League Club, as you told us, and the Mucura Hotel, which is a part of that. Is that whole facility locked down? And what about staff going in and out?
Look, there are a limited number of staff. Obviously, there's probably quite a number will be required to service the players. Mm. But the
what are the protocols around them? Are you happy with that?
Yes, I am very happy. I think the West Group have done an incredible job in the short time available to them. And, CEO Rod Laing has been on the phone, consistently through this whole process with information. With updates and, I'm quite comfortable, very comfortable, in fact. Have had a long discussion with Inspector Jeff Budd from the Oxley Local Area Command yesterday evening and, there's a lot of measures in place to protect our community and protect the Warriors.
Will there be security in place to make sure the players don't breach quarantine regulations and, head out to town?
Absolutely, and I understand that.
What kind of security will that be?
Well, the club has their own. The footy club, the West Leagues certainly have their own, and it'll be very closely watched by police. But you know, I think the responsibility ultimately here rests with the NRL. And sure. My understanding is that they have some very, very strong procedures in place. And, you know, I understand that, again, today the whole NRL community is being, you know, really, really strongly informed of all the do's and don'ts of you know this next period whilst they're getting entry back into the league.
No doubt the responsibility rests with the NRL, but you might cop it if there was an outbreak from Tamworth because of this, with the staff moving in and out. Are you making sure people are being tested and things like that? And has there been any outbreak of the virus in Tamworth, in and around Tamworth?
Yes, there. Well, I don't know about an outbreak. We have had 13 positive cases. We only have one active positive. We had one death of a 58-year-old woman who reported to hospital very ill, and they didn't even know she had the virus until the day after she passed away, unfortunately. And full condolences to the family of that unfortunate lady. But at the moment, we're down to one active case in our city, and we've just had 1,749 tests done by Hunter New England Health over the last week, and not one positive amongst those. So, you know, I think there's some pretty good signs out there, Fran, and everybody's doing everything they can to try and get the lid on this and get our city and our economy back functioning somewhat again.
All right. Cole Murray, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Cole Murray is Mayor of the Tamworth Regional Council, hosting the New Zealand-based Warriors NRL Club as players and officials go through quarantine over the next 2 weeks. They've got a training set up there and accommodation, staying at the McCure, that's all part of that, so on lockdown. Head of the NRL season, where kickoff is due on the 28th of May. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 16 minutes to 9.